Move. Une break präsentiert das Interview mit Lida.
We're still at Cannes, guys. It's amazing, and I'm tired. Everybody is tired, but we're not tireless in providing you with the best content you can get from Movie Break. And we have another interview with you, for you, with a movie I hope you will all see. It's called Ghost Cat and Zoo, and it's based on a manga in Japan. It was made into a very cute animated movie by Yoko Kuno and Nobuhiro Yamashita, and I'm sitting here now with them. And of course, my first question is, how well known is actually this character in Japan? Is he like a little star, or is he more like an underground figure?
This character is 100% underground.
So how did you get the idea to turn this not very well-known manga about a little girl suffering from grief after her mother died to help her through a spirit world and connection with a spirit world to overcome that grief and finally find a new perspective in life? So it's a very deep story. And how did you get the impulse to turn that into an animated feature for kids?
まあ、原作にはそのカリンという女の子が出てこなくて、映画用に作られた新しい存在キャラクターで、その彼女とアンズちゃんの話にしようっていうところからスタートしたんですよ。その、カリンという、まあ、その、お母さんが亡くなってお父さんに置いてかれた女の子っていう、まあ、設定自体がなんとなく、 まあ、それでちょっとこう、カリン自身もすごい不機嫌で、少し、ついたり、いい子ではないっていうキャラクターに関しても、まあ、僕の好みというか、僕はすごく不機嫌な女の子っていうか、そういうキャラクターが好きで、なおかつ、その、何かを我慢している、我慢せざるを得ない女の子、すごいドラマチックだなとか思って、そういった、
So in fact, this film was derived from the original manga short story, manga story about Andu, the fat cats, ghost cats. So we actually inputted the new character of little girl Karin into this feature film. So this is the story really about the relation between Karin and Andrew, the ghost girl, both cats. And this character, Karin, is a little girl who is not really happy about it. She lies often. She's not really a nice girl, not really a cute girl. Because she lost her mother, she was abandoned by her father, and that was the background setting. But for me, as a director, I like this type of girl, little girl, who is not always happy and who is always sort of enduring something that she has to suffer. And so the way that we put this character into our feature film, the relation with mother, father develops also at the same time.
The story sticks out to very dark and adult themes. We have the theme of grief, but we also learn that the father of the little girl is pressured apparently by loan sharks. We see him beat up because he has financial problems. We have friction between the father and the grandfather of the girl. Then we have the character of Anzu, the ghost cat, who is very cute. And at the moment, I'm looking at a super cute, fluffy plush Anzu, but he also is sometimes cheeky and not always nice to Karin, the main girl character. And then again, there's the most darkest theme, which is the death of her mother. And we learn that the mother doesn't reside in heaven, but more in a kind of hell. How did you develop those themes and manage to pick them in such like soft and acceptable images that they still are not too much, but make it easy for not only kids, but people of all age to connect to those very dark subjects without being like overpowered or frightened? Because the story still stays very light and even joyful.
この絵作品なんですけども、結構大人的なダークなサイドを持っている映画のテーマ的にもあることになるんですね。それは、まあ、そういうお母さんのした悲しみだったりとか、あとお父さんもかなり処刑して、ヤクザに殴られてるとか、そういうダークな部分が結構出てくると思うし、あとアンズっていうキャラクターも可愛いながらも結構意地悪だったり、キャレンちゃんにちょっと意地悪的なことしたりとか、優しくないとかあったりとかもするし、あとお母さんも地獄に行ってしまうみたいなところもあったりするので、かなりこうダークなストーリー的な背景があると思うんですけど、まあ、こういうふうな流れに光るんですけど、まあ、どういう展開を思ってこういう流れにしていったんでしょうか。でイメージがね、すごくソフトだと思うんですよ、ここは。とか作品ね、だからまあ大人子供も楽しめるようになっていて、割とこう明るいこう楽しげな雰囲気もある中でちょっとダークな方もあるので、こういう展開っていうのはどうしてこういう展開にしたんですか。
原作者の大人向けの漫画だったので、大人の描き方がちょっと、まあ、ある意味青少年たちがちょっと、光が当たってないような感じで、まあ、すごく、まあ、ちょっと魅力的っていうところを描いてるのかなって。で、まあ、アンズっていうんですけど、キャラクターとしては結構、なんていうか、まあ、いわゆる子供向けのアニメだと、出てくるしっかりした大人とはちょっと違うタイプのキャラクターが多い。
まあ、確かに作る上で子供も見てほしいなという願望はありつつ、子供向けとして作っていなかった自分たちもいたなというのが今正直な感想で、でなんとなくこのダークな雰囲気って、でも僕の中では僕は個人的なんですけど、ダークな雰囲気も実は子供の頃好きだった、そういった子供を求めてる子供もいるんじゃないかなと思って、あえてダークにしたくなります
。 So first, Ms. Bruno. So originally this story has come from the Mr. Takashiro's manga, short story manga, and in this original work,He liked to depict the adults who are not so successful, you know, but charming at the same time. And that was the charm, that was the attractiveness of this manga. So for this, our future film, we also use the character like Anzu, the cat, or the adults like that. They are not successful people. There are some problems always, and like his fathers, or well, nobody is so successful in the story. But this is kind of a contrast, because in the normal type of animation field, feature film for kids, normally adults are illustrated as a very established adults, like real adults, compared to children. Whereas in our feature film, there are adults who are not completely adults. They always have a bad part and, you know, a negative side and etc. And so in fact, this film was meant to be, first of all, to the kids, but also as we are trying to create it, we finally think that it wasn't really only for kids, but also for adults. And personally, I like... はい、ダークなのが好きだってこっちですよね。いや、personally, when I was child, I remember I like also to watch something talking about the dark side of adulthood. Maybe that is why I put this, you know, story development in that way.
And a question especially to Ms. Kuno, the style of the movie is, for me personally at least, the most striking thing, because it seems to be inspired both by old Japanese woodcuts, as far as the hellish characters are depicted, but also by new impressionism, by painters like Georges Seurat or Pissarro and Paul Signac. And I wanted to ask, is that, was that your inspiration for that very soft pastel-like color palette?
この機会で美術監督のジュリアン・ドゥマンさんが、まあ、最初にアーズの、まあ、原作の漫画を読んだ時に、美術の、まあ、本を見て、ボナールという新印象派の画家の絵がすごく安堵感に合ってるんじゃないかとおっしゃっていて、まあ、それがすごく確かに柔らかくて、まあ、ちょっとふにゃふにゃした線の感じとかがあって、まあ、その感じまあ、やっぱり美術のベースとしてはジュリアンさんからのアイデアで、色味としてもそういうところをジュリアンさんから出してもらって、あの人はまず安全にそういう技術が合うというイメージが最初つかなかったんですけど、見せてもらった時にすごく良いな、自然ともすごく自然の風景とかもすごく相性のいいタッチだと思ったので、これでぜひ行きたいというふうに思いました。
Actually, yeah.There was the French art director who actually decided the coloring of this film. And because, first of all, he saw the original manga. And that was his inspiration, that with this kind of character, Andu, the color that we can use as a background would be something really soft, very, how do you say, very soft type of color, pastel colors.That could match to the character Andu, and it's more like a, do you know Pierre Bonnaire?
Yeah.
That's more post-impressionist artist, but the coloring and the atmosphere is really from the painting of Pierre Bonnaire. And for myself, at the beginning, I didn't think it would match to our image of the character and also the film, but then eventually I thought it would be really nice to use this.Nice softy, nice color for the background also, in the when we depicted the nature also as a background.
Yeah, the color palette is really maybe the most amazing thing of the movie. But it was also shot in a, I would say, more unusual style, and that is you made a motion capture process. You took real actors and then transformed them kind of in those probably very, comic-like, cartoonish characters like Anzu. So if you see that ghost cat and you look at some images how he looks, it's very strange to imagine an actual person being behind it. But that's what they did with motion capture, and then you put the paintings over. Would you like to talk a bit why you decided to use that process and how it worked out for you, how you choose the actors for it? And as far as I also read, the voice cast is different from the actors who portray the characters.If that is correct.
ちょっと間違ってる人があるんですけど、まあ、カラーパレット的にも本当に素晴らしく綺麗でマッチしたと思ってるんですね。で、今回の作品でちょっと必要ではないと思ったのは、モーションピクチャーじゃないと思うんですけど、ロットスコープだとちょっと厚く訂正されたりと思って、ね、まあ、今回モーションピクチャーを使ってアニメ化してるというのと、でそこにはケミカルなアンジュというキャラクターがいると、しかもその背景には人が、役者が、演じているっていう部分はすごくこう面白いっていうね、普段 か違う形だと思うんですけども、なぜそういうテクニック手法を使うことにしたのか、またそれを使ったことによって何かいいことがあったのかとか、またアクターの力に逆転に使われたっていうんですね、何かそれに対して何かな、あとはそのキータとカズによると、あの声は俳優さんの声じゃないのを俳優さんを使ったって聞いてるんですけど、どういう
変
装
ですか？逆です
ですよね。でちょっとまあ最初
でもこの、まあ、クロスコープアニメという形で、アンズちゃんを作ろうという、発案したのはその近藤プロデューサーという方なんですけど、彼が、まず思いついた。で、そこで、この、まあ、クロスコープをやってる久野さんと、実写映画をやっている山下監督を組んで、組ませてやってみようっていうのが、まあ、最初で、まあ多分彼の中には多分それの多分こう狙いというかそれはあったと思うんですけど、うん、まあそれはちょっと彼に聞いてないと分かんないところはあるんですけども、でも今回やっぱその面白いのは、僕は役者を演出して現場でセリフもどうのって撮って、うん、それを本当元に三國さんが絵に落とす、本当にこう大体アニメはアフレコだったりとか、そのいわゆる簿記と声ってのはまあ別々で作っていくことがあるんですけど、今回は簿記も声も実は同じ声を使っていくので、そういったものとアニメが融合するみたいな、意外と実はあんまりなかった手法なんじゃないかなと思って、なんかその辺は今回のこの企画というかこの作品で、まあ、ちゃんある種の挑戦ではあったと思うんですけど、でもそれはすごくうまくいったんじゃないかなと、すごく、うん、だからすごく実写の魅力とアニメの魅力がちゃんと邪魔することなく共存している作品になったんじゃないかなっていうふうには僕は個人的には思います。
In fact, the idea of using, actually it's not a motion capture, but it's a rotoscoping. Yeah. So anyway, so this idea of using rotoscoping and making an animation feature film is the idea of the producer Kondo, actually. So he, because he knew us, both of us, and then he knew that I am only doing the live action films, and whereas Miss Kuno is doing animation. So he thought it would be really interesting to make the collaboration of both of us to make a creation of something new. And this is true that because I directed actors, real actors on set, and then we also recorded the voices of the actors on set and used it for the animation after editing. So if this technique, this way of doing it is also really new, I think. And then we created the real harmonious blend of animation and live action acting at the same time. So it was challenging at the beginning, but I think it went really well. And it was really successful. So we can say that the charm of the animation and the live action got together, and we made it much more charming.
That's certainly true. It's now running at the Cannes Film Festival in the Cancan. So if you are here somewhere, then you have to catch us. We hope it will get a German release, and if it does, of course you're gonna know about it from Movie Break. I say thank you to Yoko Kuno and Nobuhiro Yamashita for the interview. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for more Cannes news at Movie Break. Thank you so much.
Meine Damen und Herren, Sie hörten das Interview mit Lida.